Parak Beis, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 2, Mishnah 5. This Mishnah speaks about the fact of a concept called Isek b'mitzvah patar min ha-mitzvah, which means that when a person is preoccupied doing the task of a mitzvah, they are not obligated in a different mitzvah. And this mitzvah is talking about an individual who is getting married. And the Mishnah says, Chasan, a groom, somebody who just got married, patar mikriyat shema, is exempt from Kriyat Shema b'layla harishon, the first night of his wedding, ad moitzei Shabbos, until Saturday night. In the days of yore, in the olden days, people used to get married on Wednesday. And the Mishnah teaches us that if a person got married on Wednesday, they are patur, they're exempt from saying the Shema in the evening until Saturday night. Says the Mishnah, im lo asamaisa, if the person has not consummated their marriage. And the reason for that is because the person is preoccupied in matters of intimacy and matters of consummating the marriage, which is in itself a mitzvah. So therefore, the law is that they are exempt from saying the Shema. They're also not in the right frame of mind, perhaps, to focus and to concentrate. Therefore, they do not have to say the evening Shema. Once Saturday night has already passed, even if they haven't consummated the marriage, they're still obligated to say Shema because they're no longer as preoccupied or as consumed by focusing on other things. Masa, the Mishnah says a story with Rabban Gamliel, Shakara b'layla harishon shenasa. The contrary to what the mitzvah said, Mishnah said previously, Rabban Gamliel did read the Shema on the first night of his wedding. Amalei Tamidav, his students heard about it, and they said to him, Rebbe, did you not teach us yourself? Our dear rabbi, did you not teach us yourself? That a groom is exempt from saying Shema on the first evening of his marriage, at least. So Rabbi Gamliel said to his students, I'm not going to listen to you. To remove from me the yoke of the kingship of heaven, afilu sha'a achas, even for one moment. So basically he was saying that this is a stringency that I've taken upon myself, that I cannot bear the thought of losing the opportunity of ol malchus shamayim, of accepting the yoke of heaven, which is reciting the Shema. There are those that explain the following. This is a little bit of a deep point, but an important one. That for a regular person, for the atypical Jewish person, to be able to focus, to concentrate, to accept upon themselves the yoke of heaven takes effort because they're focused on other things and they need to redirect their focus. They need to clear their mind. They need to remove all the other things that keep swirling around in their head. And then they can focus on accepting the yoke of heaven. So then for those type of people, the Mishnah says, you know what, you're not obligated in this situation. It's just going to be too difficult and too strenuous to focus and to concentrate. But Rav Gamliel, his whole focus in life was on Ol Malchus Shamayim, was on the yoke of heaven. So for him, it wasn't like he had to work really hard to super focus and super concentrate. On the contrary, that was his modus operandi, always focused on Hashem. So he says, listen, for me it's not so hard. I'm not going to lose my focus. Regardless of what we see from here, that even in the days of the Mishnah takes into account the difficulty that people have having kavana, concentrating and focusing when it comes to davening, when it comes to saying Shema. These days, the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are especially auspicious for prayer, for tefillah. Like it says, Dir Shu Hashem Mihimatzo, we should seek out God when He is found, and that is talking about these days when He's close to us. Let's redouble our efforts to try to focus, to try to concentrate, to upgrade our tefillah and our prayer. And God willing, the Almighty will accept our tefillahs, He'll accept our prayers. I sign out wishing you an amazing, awesome day.